Fourthly and lastly, we come to the Gelugpa school, the school of the Gelugpas. And Gelugpas means the virtuous ones. Not that the followers of the other schools were not virtuous, but it suggests, as it were, that the Gelugpas were particularly virtuous, that they specialized, as it were, in virtue. That was their strong point. This reminds me of a little story, which isn't in my notes, but never mind. I remember that there were a number of Roman Catholic monks meeting together. I think it was in France somewhere. And they belonged to different orders. And the discussion arose amongst them as to what each order specialized in. So there was quite a discussion on this point. And the Franciscans apparently didn't do very well. Apparently people say, well, the Jesuits, they're famous for their general ability, and the Dominicans for their learning. So the poor Franciscans, they didn't seem to come anywhere. So at the end, at last, one little Franciscan friar, he piped up and he said, well, it's true, the Jesuits excel in general ability and the Dominicans in learning, but he said, when it comes to humility, we Franciscans are tops. So it's, we may say, a little bit like that with the Gelugpas, the virtuous ones. When it comes to virtue, they're tops. And they were founded by Tsongkhapa in the 14th century. And this school, the school of the Gelugpas, is the one to which the Dalai Lamas especially belong. In a sense, the Dalai Lama is the head of all the schools of Tibetan Buddhism. They all equally revere him, but he's especially affiliated to the Gelugpa school. Now, our present lecture is already rather long, not only in the sense of the amount of time consumed, but also in respect of the amount of material included. So perhaps it would be better if we were to deal with this school, the Gelugpa school, the school of the virtuous ones, next week, when our subject will be the Dalai Lama and his reincarnations.